We are learning with Sechus Bava Kama, Daf Pei Vav Amabez, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on top of Daf Pei Vav Amabez. Look at the Mishnah. Hamavayish as ha'orim, someone embarrasses someone without any clothing, a person who is walking around Orim, or Hamavayish as ha'suma, he embarrasses someone who is blind, Hamavayish as ha'yoshan, he embarrasses someone who is sleeping, chayiv, all these cases are chayiv. V'yoshan shabayish is pata, but a yoshan that embarrasses someone else is pata, because you have to have kavana, and a yoshan can't have kavana. Nofel menagag, someone fell off a roof of hizik, and it was mazik someone, ubayish, and embarrassed him. Chayiv al nezik, upotter al aboyishis, and you potter on the boyishis. Again, you know why? Because you weren't mechavin. Ach ye mechavin, until you mechavin, here he fell off the roof, there's no kavana. Zok to Gemara, toner abona. Bayishay orum chayiv. If someone embarrasses someone who's orum, who's naked, doesn't have any clothing, you chayiv. Ve'enoi doime bayish orum bayish lovish. And there's no dimyum to bayish orum bayish lovish, because bayish lovish is definitely, you have to pay more money than bayish orum, but it's less money, but still, there is a chiyuv. That's what it says in the Braisa. The same thing, bayish beis hamerech, it's chayiv. Ve'enoi doime bayish beis hamerech, it's the bayish of a shuk. But the embarrassment of beis hamerech is not as much as a shuk, because the beis hamerech is mice, he doesn't have the clothing, is not such a big embarrassment. So tomorrow, we have to explain this, and we'll see in the Gemara, we'll have to explain this. Omar, bayish orum chayiv. So Gemara right now thinks, according to Rashi, that the guy is someone who walks around with any clothing in the street. So the guy obviously doesn't have too much brains. There's no busha there. So Baisha Orem Chayiv, Orem Bar Baishu, is he a Bar Baishu? He walks around with clothing, he's not Bar Baishu. Omra Papa, no. My Orem, the Osa Zika, wind came and Karchinu Lamane. Wind came and picked up his clothing, and he wasn't wearing much under his robe. Vasu Delinu Tvei, and this guy came and picked it up even more. Ubayishu, and embarrassed him. So here, since the wind put it up, so he's not crazy, and therefore you embarrassed him more, you chayiv. Bayishu beis amerchitz, chayiv, beis amerchitz bar boishu, he's sitting around clothing, why is there anything in busha there? Omra papa, shebayishu agavanar. He embarrassed him by the nar, where he wasn't really taking off his clothing, and you took off his clothing, he took it off even more, so you chayiv. Now, this one has a few different problems. So, the first problem is like this, that Tosfos has a kasha. Why don't we ask the kasha on the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, "Mvayishas orim yichayiv." The Gemara says, "Orim bar boishu." Why do we have to ask the Brisa from the Brisa? So on that, the Pnei Yeshua says that he could have said that the Mishnah you would have learned out it was talking about orim beis hamerchatz. Orim beis hamerchatz is not crazy because he's supposed to be without clothing there. So there, if someone slaps him in the face, there is a chiyuv busha, because even though he doesn't have clothing, but he's acting normal. So if you slap him on his face, there is busha. So we thought the Mishnah might slap him on the face. But the Braisa that says Baisha Aram and Baisha Bais America, so obviously Aram means something else, not Bais America. So then Mara's kasha was, oh, he must be dancing in the street without clothing. So why are you chayiv by Baisha Aram? So that the Gemara answers, no, he wasn't Aram on purpose. It's the wind picked up his clothing and you finished it off. Therefore you chayiv for that. But now, once we said that, we figured that Beis HaMerchatz is probably a similar case. Therefore, we said, Beis HaMerchatz, the case was you embarrassed him by making him naked without clothing. So that Gemara's kasha, it's normal to be Beis HaMerchatz without clothing. On that, the Gemara says that you helped pick off his clothing, and therefore, that's the case Yechai. That's how Rashi learns the Sugya. Tosfos is a little different, but that's the way Rashi learns the Gemara, very Geshmaka Gemara. And the bottom line is like this, it comes out for Rashi. If you have someone dancing in street without clothing, there's no busha. Only if it's not by on purpose, then there's a busha. And the Beis HaMerchatz, it's just pashut. Even if he's without clothing, you slap him, you're going to be chayiv. Just here, it sounded like that was the same type of busha. And that's why we said that the linu, you picked up his clothing, even the Beis HaMerchatz. That the case of Beis HaMerchatz was Agav Nar. The Gemara answers, the case of Beis HaMerchatz was a case where it was Agav HaNar, where there, it wasn't planning on taking all his clothing, and therefore that's why you picked off his clothing, that's why it is Chayiv. I don't think it's spoken that clear. That the Beis HaMerchatz, in the Beis HaMerchatz, if you slap him, there is Busha, and if you take off his clothing, there's no Busha. So that's not a chiyuv. The chiyuv was, the case was, Baisha Gavanar, who's by the river, and there you embarrassed him more by picking up his clothing more, and therefore you're chayiv in such a case. So it's very clear like this. Again, that's the thing, that avad, if you spit at him or you slap him, avad yechayiv in the Beis HaMerchatz, the case was that you made him more unclothed. How did he do that? He did it next to the Nahar, where it's a tine on him, and therefore you pay for the busha. Baravaba Mamo. Baisha Yoshon Ames. Someone embarrassed a sleeping person, which Yechayiv, like the Mishnah says, but here, he never woke up. Well, Mace, he died. Mao, Maya Boyle, what's the Shaila? It says in the Mishnah that Abayas Yashin Chayiv, what's the Shaila? Rav Zvi, Hokka Boyle, Mishnah Kisufahu, Is the reason why you pay Boishus is because you embarrass him? He never woke up. He never knew about this embarrassment. Because you made a zilzal out of him. The etzem embarrassing is chay. You embarrassed him. Even though he didn't know about it, but you embarrassed him. Tashima. Ramei Oimer. Cheres v'katan yeshlan Boishus. Cheres v'katan, if you embarrass them, you chay for Boishus. Shoyte elan Boishus. If it's because the etzem idea of embarrassing someone you pay for, hiring Tony Cotton. But if it's for the person getting embarrassed, Cotton Baboishu, is a Cotton someone who gets embarrassed? So Gemara says, oh, so you're telling me it's Zelusa? So Elamai Mishim Zelusa, I feel Shaitan Ami. So why is Shaitan your partner? Ami Shaitan Chabayishu Gemma Zu. You can't embarrass him more than he is. He has Shaitan already. He says, no, it's Zelusa at all. But Makom Akka, and if she made him Zelusa, because why else would a Cotton be Usser? And Chayiv, why would Chayiv embarrass the Katan? It must be Zelusa because he doesn't get embarrassed. So the Gemara, here, if you embarrass him and you remind him afterwards, he gets embarrassed. So the same thing over here, that you remind him afterwards, he gets embarrassed. That's why Chayiv for the Katan, and it's Takaal, it's Kisufa, because when you remind him afterwards, he remembers about it and he gets embarrassed. My Papa Mahakkama Bayle. He changes the shy, tweaks the shy a little bit. No tzad of zilu. So the two talking like this. Meshum kisufa the dehu, because he gets married to ma'is or hamais lain died. Or idil meshum boishes mishpacha, or it's because of boishes mishpacha. Maybe it's because of boishes mishpacha. They embarrassing the family. That's the question. If you embarrass him when he dies, do you pay out the family got embarrassed, or because kisufa the day? Toshima. Cheres v'katan yeshlam b'yishas, shayta l'am b'yishas. If you embarrass cheres v'katan, you pay for b'yishas. Not of shayta. Yerem v'shlam v'shlam b'yishas, mishpacha, hayin t'anay katan. Then you understand why katan, there's a chiyav, because you embarrass the family. Eliyam v'shlam kisufa, didei, katan bar b'yishas. Is a katan someone who gets embarrassed? He's a little kid, doesn't get embarrassed. So Mar says, Elamayim v'shlam b'yishas, during mishpacha, I feel shayta nami, then you should pay for shayta also. Mar says, no, shayta, in l'cha b'yishas yom azu. By shayta, there's no bigger b'yishas already that he's embarrassing the family already. Anyways, he's not doing anything more. But my mom says, "Ma'is about mekolak tishn nishimnei, nishim boishim mishpacha, dimishim kesufa, katan bar kesufu." Does the katan get embarrassed? Or my papa in the michlemei michlem. When you embarrass him, he remembers about it, and this is where my papa said his halacha that if he remembers about it afterwards, he gets embarrassed. That they do pay boishes for the katan. Vatanya binichusa, which means Vatanya, the brayso says a riot to this. Rabbi Amecheris yeshu boishes, embarrass cheris is boishes. Shoyte on boishes because he's anyway embarrassed. He's saying no kesufa. Katan depends. Pam yeshlo, pam ein loy. Hold the michlem and michlem. If when you remind him afterwards he gets embarrassed, then avada that you pay for boishes. Hold the michlem loy michlem. In the case where you remind him he doesn't get embarrassed, then there's no chi of boishes when someone embarrasses a katan. Zok the gemara vayta. It says in vayis asuma yechayiv. And it's mashma both ways, because it only says Yoshin Shabayish is part of it. Mashma, if a sumo was mavayish, he's also chayiv. It goes both ways. A sumo, if you embarrass sumo, you chayiv, and a sumo embarrass someone else, you chayiv. Masisim like Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya Yehuda Aymer, sumo in labayishus, which means if a sumo embarrasses someone, he doesn't pay for bayishus. The kachar Rabbi Yehuda poitra mechayiv egolias, a sumo is also part of from golas, if he kills b'shoigig, or mechayiv malchus, he's part from malchus if he's over lav, or mechayiv misses bezdin. He's part of from even Ritzicha, if he's Ritzicha, he's not getting Mises Bezdin. Suma has all these Purim. First of all, no Din Pais Baishas, no Din Golos, no Din Malkus, no Din Mises Bezdin. What's the Makar for all this? My time, Rabbi Huda. Gomar Einecha, Einecha, Me'edim Zoymim. We learn out Einecha, Einecha, Me'edim Zoymim. By Edim Zoymim, Einecha has to be eyes that see, because Edim that can't see can't say Edis. So therefore, the Einecha that says by the parasha of Baishas, which says, V'katsoisa is Kapol, Esochas Einecha, which is the parasha of Baishas, also has to be Dafka, someone who can see. That Rashi says that he can't say Eidus because he can't see. Rabbi Kivi Eger has a kasha. Really, a Summa could say Eidus in a case where he saw before it became Summa. I and Rabbi Kivi Eger. We're learning out from there. Now, Tosis points out that this Miut of Einecha only helps that a Summa, if he bears someone else, he's Potter. Because that's what the Pasuk is talking about, the Katsoisa's Kapa, the Chiv of Baishas. But if someone embarrasses him, then Avada Der Chayiv, you don't have this Miut. That's what Tosis de Maschal Summa speaks out. The Summa Shabayish is Potter. Ava Mavayish es Hasuma, I'm reading from Tosis, Chayiv. The Loi Mishtam of Einecha Shu Potter. Zogta Gemara Vaita. So that's the Makar for tour of Baishas, he embarrasses someone. Chayiv Golas, how you know that he's part of from Golas? The time of the Raisa, it says in the Pasuk by Golas, Oy Bechol Evan Asher Yomas Ba Beloi Ra'ois, V'yapa Allah V'yomas, V'ula Oyev Lo Yidin Heidem, V'loi Vakash Ra'asai. So the Pasuk says, Beloi Ra'ois, he didn't see. Prat L'Suma, the Rebbe Yudah. We're saying, coming to Afuke, a Suma, who doesn't have a Din Golas. because the suma you never can see. Ramei Omer LeRabbi Suma. It's Marbe Suma. What's the Biyam Machlekes? My timer. My time Yehuda. Omer Lach Vashi Yoveis Rei Biyar Lach Tveitzim. The pasuk shalom. The pasuk says you came into the forest to chop wood. Bafil Suma. It's not even a Suma. Because one of Lo Rois Lemute comes Lo Rois to Mayit the Suma, saying only someone who could see other places is Chayiv, not a Suma. Ramei because one of Lo Rois Lemute. It's coming lamute, and the kosak ma different possible. The das also lamute. Also, it's coming mayit people who can't see. Have a miyat achamiyat, vei miyat achamiyat al rabbis. We have two exclusions, one after another. The loch is only the rabbis, mimi rabbis suma. Now, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the possible das? Rabbi Yehuda, who believe das, is teaching us pratlam eskavnu dasas. Coming to lafuke, if someone tries to kill a behema and kills a person instead, the loch is he does not pay galus. He's not go to Golos. Why not? I had to be shaking. Since he's miscavim for a murder, even though it was murder of a behema, there's no chi of Golos. You don't get a chance to have Golos. Problem is miscavim also. I have to believe that. That's he learns that's the mit. So now you know already how Asuma is part of Golos and Asuma is part of Baishas. Chayv and Mises Bezdin. How do you know the Chayv and Mises Bezdin, which means a murder? How do you know you're part? The Asa Ritzach, Ritzach. Mechayv and Golos. By Chayv and Golos, it says Losh Ritzach, Losh Shoma Ritzach. And by a murderer, it says, "Lesik koyf for the nefesh ritzach." So madach by ritzach a golus asumas pata. Same thing by mises bezdin by ritzicha by a murderer. Chayim malchus asked you rosh chayim mises bezdin. You learn that rosh chayim mises bezdin. Malchus says in bina koyse rosha, and by mises says asher who rosha lamus. We learn now one from another that you pata. So the bottom line is a suma a blind person is pata from golus, pata from mises bezdin, pata from malchus, and pata from boishes if he embarrasses someone else.